the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver, and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
It is indeed time for The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton on the Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN Radio Vancouver, also available on iHeartRadio. And if you've got an HD radio in your car, you can listen to TSN HD static free. Just go to 103.5 and follow the prompts for HD3. Cassandra, we're talking brunch culture. We are here at Cafe Medina. This is one of those spots that you could, every time you walk in here, the place is just slamming. This is obviously one of the places to be in Vancouver.
It is the most lined up brunch place I think I've ever seen. And they've gotten into a bigger space and the lineups have just gotten bigger. So when you think about brunch culture, where to brunch, people come in from out of town, this is the place that they go.
They also come here for great cocktails. And let's introduce Mark Slingsby Jones. What a great name for a bartender.
Perfect name for a bartender.
Mark is the bar manager. Welcome to our little segment here, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I didn't really have a choice with a name like that, so here I am.
Okay, so we know it's a popular spot for brunch. We know it's a popular spot to begin with. But in your observations, I think you're relatively new to Vancouver.
I've been here for a few years now.
Okay. What is your take on the cocktail scene in Vancouver? Is it a good one?
The cocktail scene here is great. We're obviously connected to places like Seattle and Portland, which Pacific Northwest is so progressive. Obviously, craft beer is huge at the moment. Craft cocktails are quickly following into that. But I find it an interesting dichotomy between that and your very run-of-the-mill Caesars and mimosas. I love them both, but people are so attached to these ideas when it comes to brunch that that's what they're asking for. So at Medina, both in terms of the food and the drink, we're looking to push people outside of their kind of comfort zone. And I think that's what's made us most popular as well.
So when it comes to brunch cocktails, is there anything that you have to keep in mind in terms of food pairing? Like, is there something that you just say doesn't go with eggs or lower alcohol, anything like that, Mark?
You do want to have something that's going to be very palatable first thing in the morning. You don't obviously want to have whiskey first thing in the morning. Your very spirit-forward cocktails are going to be a little hard going down at that time of the day. So
what are you going to make for us today? I heard something about the fizz, and I see some kombucha here.
Exactly. So this is kind of what I'm about. It's about using local ingredients, something that's kind of fun, refreshing, and in my mind, very brunch-orientated. So this is, it's called the fizz, named after Morocco. The Medina is a Moroccan-inspired restaurant. The beet orange kombucha that we're using has a beautiful, vibrant pink hue to it. So that's very, for me, reminiscent of the leather tanning pits in fizz. So that's where the name comes from.
Well, let's see your creation at work, Mark. Cool. Let's see how this comes out. And Cassandra, in your travels, do you find that, I mean, where is brunch culture? We know where cocktail culture is. Who brunches? Does everybody brunch these days?
Brunch is really big in Seattle and has become very big in Vancouver. And I see a lot of people going out for brunch. I used to do it a lot more with my girlfriends before I started kind of getting up and going for runs instead. So now I'm a little bit more cued into not brunch drinking per se, but perhaps getting something a little bit more nutritional in myself.
I've always wanted to know, is there like set times that one can brunch, or can brunch be done feasibly any time of day, any day of the week?
Well, even that silly fast food restaurant that we won't mention is doing breakfast all day. So I know that there's lots of places in town that do brunch at least until 3 p.m. I think
right.
Medina is open till 3.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're looking for something really good in the brunch department, you probably don't want to head in too late in the day, or you're just ending up with, you know, something that's being shoved on the plate from the morning earlier.
Are there certain menu items that constitute brunch, or can anything that's served in those times basically qualify as brunch?
Well, my sister,
how specific do we need to get?
sister was a big fan of pizza for brunch. She'd eat it out of the fridge. So I see a lot of brunch pizzas now. I think if you put an egg on anything, it can almost become brunch. But of course, there are standard items such as the eggs benny and your waffles, and sometimes pancakes or things like skillet eggs that, you know, people are going to want to see.
Well, speaking of seeing, it's too bad this is not a visual medium because, dang, that looks pretty darn good considering what we saw, just two empty glasses like a minute ago.
So tell us what's in this exactly. The kombucha with the beet orange.
So yeah, this is a nice local kombucha. Good friend of ours named Dan. So beet and orange is going to be a big flavor of that. Obviously,
so
it's
the
got that.
Kombucha is the fermented
wow.
tea, just to clarify, because I know that's sort of new for some people.
Yeah.
So yes, sorry to cut you off there.
Of course. So kind of inspiration for this is, you know, things are constantly growing and evolving. If you ask somebody what kombucha was 5 years ago, except for the few, nobody would know what it is. So now it's in the forefront, so it's nice to be able to create cocktails from it. It's really good for you, great for a hangover. So that's kind of where this cocktail's going from. We're also throwing in some cucumber gin from a local distillery, Long Table, some salted ginger, which gives it a bit more of a savory aspect to it, and then some fresh lemon to just balance it out. So.
Ginger cures the hangovers
as
well, too.
Exactly.
Balances out that stomach.
Yeah. It's all about the hangover for this one.
So people coming down to Cafe Medina, this is one of the cocktails that you would normally serve.
It is our feature cocktail, but we plan on keeping it around for at least a few months. It's nice and summery, and
it's a good looking drink too.
Kind of stick onto our menu forever.
And what are some of the other signature things that perhaps you recommend people try if they've not been to Medina before?
Absolutely. So it's really about twists on classics. We do a really fun coffee spike, coffee with a shot of Bailey's, classic. Everybody knows that one. What we do is we infuse bourbon with roasted pecans, add butterscotch liqueur and some chocolate liqueur as well, and you get kind of a nice, fun take on something that you're very accustomed to drinking.
As a bartender, do you get bored when old dudes like me sit at the bar and just drink vodka sodas?
No, I drink it myself. Well, I'm more of a gin and soda person, but
okay.
You know, it's,
okay.
Everybody's got their drink.
So you don't have to have something fancy in your glass to enjoy the ambiance at Cafe Medina?
Exactly.
Okay. Recommended? You've been here before?
Oh, I've been many times.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait, but are there less peak times that maybe one might want to check it out?
I'd say show up early or late rather than right in the middle. If you come around 2 p.m., the majority of the people will have filed through and you can probably get a seat and have a little bit more quiet time, maybe catch up over one of these fizzes or a coffee drink or two.
Bar manager Mark Slingsby-Jones, thanks, man. Cheers.
No,
Cassandra Anderton, she is the good life. This is the Handcrafted Spirits radio show on TSN 1410.
This is the Handcrafted Spirits radio show, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka on TSN 1410.
When do you drink vodka?
Whenever. A lot. Tons.
Broadcasting from Fett's Whiskey Kitchen, Vancouver's premier whiskey bar, with over 700 whiskeys on the shelves. Fermented from BC wheat, Sid's Handcrafted Vodka is distilled and bottled locally and enjoyed in Vancouver's top restaurants.